Greyhound trainers and breeders in New South Wales say they're determined to fight the laws that will shut down their industry. The legislation to ban racing was passed convincingly through the state parliament in the early hours of this morning, paving the way for the ban to come into effect in July next year. But industry representatives say they're optimistic it can be overturned in the courts, as Thomas Ariti explains.
Lorraine Roy has been breeding and training greyhounds since 1969. She held back tears as she spoke to the world today from her home in the small New South Wales town of Wallanbean.
No, I'm feeling very low, very low. It's an industry I've been involved with for a long time. Started as a young girl, young married girl, and I mean, you get up every morning and up late at night, attending to your dogs.
She remains adamant that greyhounds are treated well.
I mean, I've kept dogs for a long time. Some up to 17 years old, I've kept one. Slept in my lounge room on the lounge and others. And to say that we don't keep our dogs after they finish racing, it's just a lie. It's just not true. I know many in the industry that still have their dogs. Just because they didn't race doesn't say they were dead. They got it all wrong.
The industry shutdown comes after a special commission of inquiry, which found evidence of mass greyhound killings and live baiting. But Lorraine Roy says the inquiry was flawed.
Things that they said was just not right. I think it was a stacked deck, actually, when they went to the commission of inquiry about the greyhounds.
What do you mean by that?
I don't think we really had our say. I don't think the people in the industry had their say.
Mrs. Roy lives within the electorate of Cootamundra, a seat in southern New South Wales held by Nationals MP Katrina Hodgkinson, who joined two of her party colleagues in crossing the floor to vote against the bill. While she couldn't stop the law from passing, Ms. Hodgkinson feels she had no choice but to break ranks.
I felt very strongly about this. I've never had to cross the floor before in 17 years in Parliament, but I really felt on this occasion that I just couldn't stand by and let this go through without making a very strong declaration.
Some greyhound racing clubs say they haven't given up hope. Shane Stiff is the president of the Dubbo Greyhound Racing Club in the state's Central West, which is in the electorate of Nationals MP and Deputy Premier Troy Grant. He's confident a legal challenge will expose errors in the inquiry's report, and if it does, the Premier Mike Baird should step down.
When we win this in the Supreme Court of New South Wales says that this is a flawed report that Mr. Mike Baird and Mr. Troy Grant have hung their hat on, right, that has stuff from America 15 years ago and just lies, lies and more lies in it, right, when we win this in the Supreme Court, and they say that this is a flawed report and invalid, I hope he does the honourable thing and falls on his sword and gets out of politics and doesn't ruin anyone's lives anymore.
In nearby Bathurst, greyhound breeder and trainer Ashley Lamb says if that legal challenge fails, regional towns like his will suffer.
Oh, dumbfounded. I can't believe a business as big as it is can be just shut off. I know we had problems, but, you know, every business, every organisation has problems, but there are ways in sorting problems out.
The New South Wales government says the decision was difficult, but it was right, pointing to the report's findings of systemic animal cruelty and a culture of cover-up. It'll now focus on providing support, including financial assistance, for the people affected by the looming closure, particularly in regional New South Wales.
Thomas Ariti reporting.